This is the Voice from Jerusalem. We invite you to join us now as Yuval Shomron brings you his program called Hebrew Highlights.
Shalom. This is Yuval Shomron coming to you from Jerusalem. Here is one of the most fun, controversial, exciting, and prophetic scriptures in the poetic portions of the Bible. Proverbs 30, 2 through 4. Surely I am more stupid than any man, and I do not have the understanding of a man. Neither have I learned wisdom, nor do I have the knowledge of the Holy One. Who has ascended into heaven and descended? Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Who has established all the ends of the earth? What is his name or his son's name? Surely you know. It begins with the word ki in Hebrew. Ki ba'ar anochi mi'ish. You could translate it, surely I am more brutish or ignorant or stupid than any man. Now many translations say surely for the Hebrew word ki. However, when it appears again in verse 4, only the NASB and Young's literal translation say again, surely you know. Proverbs is for certain one of the most difficult books to translate. Some words appear only in this book. Still, taken into context, this particular phrase, ki tida, in verse 4, in Hebrew is not at all a question, but says either, surely you know, or alternatively, surely you will know. Although not a question, it seems to me that it is a bit of a prophetic taunt or challenge. The fact the writer, Agur, already recognized the fact that God has a son is in itself very prophetic indeed. Let's take the posed questions in this passage one at a time and look at their answers in other scriptures. Who has ascended into heaven and descended? John 3:13 says, and no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. Then we read in Ephesians 4:9 through 10, now this expression, he ascended, what does it mean except that he also had descended into the lower parts of the earth? He who descended is himself also he who ascended far above all the heavens, that he might fulfill all things. The obvious answer, Yeshua, Jesus. Who has gathered the wind in his fists? Who has wrapped the waters in his garment? Go to Luke 8:23 through 25. But as they were sailing along, he fell asleep, and a fierce gale of wind descended upon the lake, and they began to be swamped and to be in danger. And they came to him and woke him up, saying, Master, Master, we are perishing. And being aroused, he rebuked the wind and surging waves, and they stopped, and it became calm. And he said to them, where is your faith? And they were fearful and amazed, saying to one another, who then is this, that he commands even the winds and the water, and they obey him? The obvious answer, Yeshua. Who has established all the ends of the earth? The truth is found in Colossians 1:13 through 17. For he delivered us from the domain of darkness, and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And he is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on the earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities. All things have been created by him and for him. And he is before all things, and in him all things hold together. Again, the obvious answer, Yeshua. By the way, if any of your scientist friends are still trying to figure out why the protons and neutrons don't spin off the atom, we just happened on the answer. In Yeshua, all things hold together. And now for the last question. What is his name or his son's name? Isaiah 9:6. For a child will be born to us, a son will be given to us, and the government will rest on his shoulders, and his name will be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Also see Matthew 1:21. And she will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. For it is he who will save his people from their sins. The obvious answer to Agur's prophetic question, Yeshua. I believe Agur's questions were asked to his sons or perhaps his students. He was probably saying literally, surely you will know, implying that future generations in Israel would definitely see the answers to these questions. I believe he was telling us that all otherworldly knowledge, and even spiritual knowledge, is unimportant when compared to knowing Yeshua, God's eternal Son. After all, who has redeemed us, forgiven us, saved us, sanctified us, trained us, equipped us, empowered us, and filled us with His Holy Spirit. Surely you know. Shalom, shalom from Jerusalem.
You've been listening to Hebrew Highlights with Yuval Shomron. Visit our website, www.HebrewHighlights.com.